Living in information, this old computer. Link view this email in your browser. Jorge Arango's unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. No. 37. My livelihood depends on my laptop. Because of this, I'm very cautious about my computer. Whenever I buy a new one, something I do every 3 years or so. When the extended warranty runs out, I don't get rid of the one it's replacing. Instead, I keep the old one around in case I find myself without my main machine. Last week this policy paid off, as I had to send my laptop back to Apple for repairs. As a result, over the previous few days, I've been working on a 6-year-old computer. I'd assumed the experience would be painful, but except for one particularly heavy app, which is very slow when working with large files, it's been fine. More than fine. It turns out there are some things about the older computer that I prefer, namely, its keyboard, which in this model hadn't yet succumbed to Apple's obsessive pursuit of thinness, has a much better feel than the one in the newer model, and with its full complement of ports, the old computer is also blissfully dongle-free. In 2013, when I bought it, this computer was better than the one it replaced in every way. It raised the bar for what I considered a good computing experience, and made using the previous model, which up to then had served me well, feel barbaric. At least I assumed so. In reality, there were trade-offs. Perhaps I sold myself on the idea that the new one was indisputably better. I'm typing these words on my old computer. They're among the last I'll write on it. This machine is undoubtedly too slow for my current needs, but the thought has crossed my mind. Do I need to be on this continuous upgrade cycle? For 80% of my needs, this old thing would do. Heading level 2 also worth your attention. List with 10 items bullet designers are ideally suited to help teams in organizations link bust silos and work more effectively link together. Bullet screen consultants come into homes, schools, churches and synagogues to remind parents how people parented before. How some families are link hiring coaches to help them manage screen time. Bullet link design observer co-founder link Jessica Health and on link the drive for more ethical design in large link organizations. The problem is that ethics is not an institutional concern. It's an individual concern. Bullet as software eats more of the world, we're moving more of our interactions to touchscreens. In so doing, we risk Link losing nuanced control over complex systems. Bullet a peek into Link the Dropbox design system, and their recent transition to Figma. Bullet how the physical layout of parliamentary chambers Link affects the political discourse that happens within them. Economist.com subscription required. Bullet robotics and AI pioneer Link Rodney Brooks says Link AGI, artificial general intelligence, is further in Link the future than we've been led to believe. Bullet Link Tony AJ, CDO of the NY Public Library, on how the library is Link dealing with the challenges Link related to becoming more digital. WSJ subscription required. Bullet MIT Media Lab Associate Professor Link Ethan Zuckerman on Link the impacts of social media on politics. Last week, Prof. Zuckerman Link announced his resignation from the Media Lab due to its ties with Jeffrey Epstein. Bullet how beacons Link track your moves through physical space as you go about your daily activities in shops, museums, airports, etc. Out of list. Heading level 2 The Informed Life with MJ Broadbent. Unlabeled graphic 41855-8563-FB4DCA832D01DC74. The Link latest episode of Link the Informed Life podcast features an interview with my friend, graphic recorder, and facilitator MJ Broadbent. In this episode, we talked about how she uses visual thinking to help folks understand themselves and each other more effectively. MJ also shared about Link her upcoming seminar on this subject at Stanford, which sounds like a great opportunity to learn how to make drawing a greater part of your life. Link the Informed Life episode 16. MJ Broadbent on graphic recording. Thanks for reading. Graphic Jorge P.S. If you like this newsletter, please forward it to a friend. If you're not subscribed yet, you can link sign up here. P.P.S. If you haven't done so already, please check out my book, Link Living in Information. Link Responsible Design for Digital Places. You can buy it from Link my publisher, Link Amazon, and other fine purveyors of the printed word. Disclosure. This newsletter includes Amazon affiliate links. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CD and P35. Link graphic Twitter. Link graphic LinkedIn. Link graphic Arango.com. Copyright 2019 Jorge Arango. All rights reserved. Jorge Arango P.O. Box 29002 Oakland. CA 94604. Want to change how you receive these emails? You can link update your preferences, or link unsubscribe from this list. Link graphic email marketing powered by MailChimp.